95.7 WZID, New Hampshire in the morning with Neil and Marga. As we know, October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and once again, we've teamed up with CMC's Breast Care Center to remind you about your breast health and all month long interviews with nurse navigators, doctors, and patients. And speaking of patients, joining us now is Chloe. And Chloe, thanks for taking time out of your day to come join us and share your story.
Thank you, Neil, for letting me be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on the air and kind of raise some awareness to breast cancer and the fact that it's just growing in younger women these days.
And, you know, you've said that twice now, younger, 34 years old and breast cancer. What happened? Tell your story. Let's start from the beginning. What happened?
So I can't stress it enough to all women to do your self-breast exams. I had a physical at the beginning of the year, as every healthy person typically does. And there was nothing detected in my physical examination. About a month later, I detected a lump by doing a self-breast exam. And it just so happens that that was not the cancer, but I did end up going in for a mammogram, which you don't get those until you're 40. Mm-hmm. So they found a different lump that happened to be cancer.
Wow. Well, I mean, your world must have been turned upside down. You had an inkling, like you said, when you found that lump, but it must have turned your world upside down.
It's a lot to process. It's hard to know what to say, what to do. Your mind is just so convoluted with all of these things. What's going to happen? Am I going to survive? How am I going to work through all of my treatments? What am I going to do for surgery? Who's going to pay for all these things? How do I get to doctor's appointments? It's a lot of stress.
A lot of stress. And like I said, at 34 years old, that is young. So you found out, and then that's when CMC really, the Breast Care Center really takes over because look, they deal with this all the time. So they knew where to point you in the right direction and go from there, right?
It's so important that you find a care team that you can trust and that you can be yourself with because mm-hmm. nobody's going to advocate for your care like you will advocate for your care.
Of course.
And you have to fight tooth and nail to make sure that you're getting the best doctors, that you're getting the answers, and you have to be aware of everything that's going on. So I actually did my own research and found Dr. Ryan at CMC, and I met with her. And from there, they have just spearheaded all of my treatment. They've walked me through every step, and they've been there for everything, even if it's not care-related and it's just bad day and I need to vent.
It is obviously probably one of the scariest things to go through in your life, and to have somebody there that you can lean on, boy, that's got to be amazing.
It is, and I am so fortunate. I actually work for Riverstone Resources right up the street, and between CMC and my employer, the amount of support that I have received from both my family and friends, those are the things you need. You need to have a great support system. And I can't stress enough how grateful and lucky I am to have such an amazing support system.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute too, because you get this and obviously you're reeling, like you said earlier, am I going to survive this? But then you think, all right, how am I going to do anything? I have a full-time job. You know, what do you do?
You have to be honest. So I started out with this journey not wanting anyone to know. It was, you know, five people knew. And my rule was, if you want to tell people, then don't bring that around for me. Let me process and deal with this the way that I wanted to. And as I've gone through this journey with family, friends, my care team, my employer, it's very important that you are honest and you tell people that this is what you're going through and let them help you. It's amazing the amount of support that you receive when you tell people. They don't need to know every detail. They
right.
will now, but
right.
before this, they didn't need to know every detail and they still want to help in any way possible.
It's so good to know that you are not alone. That's important. So where are we now in your whole thing that you were gone through chemo and you're still doing that?
So I'm currently in chemo. My last chemo treatment, hopefully, is this Friday. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I will be looking at having my surgery. So I'm going to end up with bilateral mastectomy. So that's basically taking off both breasts. My chance of reoccurrence is pretty high. So it seemed foolish for me to keep one and basically yep. wait for it to come back. And then next steps from there will be to recover and
Rebuild, as they say.
Yes. And, you know, go back to enjoying life. It's
right.
It's hard to be an active, outdoorsy person and spend an entire summer in New England doing a handful of things when I would have been outside every day.
Yeah, exactly. We are speaking with Chloe. She is a CMC breast patient and been going through that. We love the fact that you've stepped up and told your story, and you know, and just how it's amazing that you started somewhere else and then ended up coming to CMC because it worked for you. And I find that with so many people that come in and share their stories.
You have to advocate. That's the biggest thing that I've learned from all of this. I'm very fortunate that I have a very, very close friend of mine who is an NP. So she's gone to all my appointments with me. She's really helped me break down the medical part of this entire process. But not everyone has that. So my biggest piece of advice to anyone going through anything medically in their life is to advocate for yourself. Ask questions. Even if you think your doctor will be offended or it's an uncomfortable conversation, ask those questions, because you are going to be your best fighter. You're going to be the one who cares the most.
Yeah, you know yourself the best. And if you don't ask, you're never going to get the answer. Right.
Correct.
And you need something just to worry about without knowing. So obviously, we wish you the best. And we certainly thank you for coming in, Chloe, today and sharing your story with us. And, you know, just that how great CMC Breast Care Center really is, and continued success.
Thank you very much, Neil.